This is the brief on multimedia in schools. So when we talk about media in education, the IT challenges are, well, they're way more than just fixing a broken projector. You're really navigating this tricky mix of federal compliance, all sorts of different tech needs, and of course, some pretty high-stakes student privacy. Okay, first up, accessibility. This isn't just a nice to have, it's a massive legal deal. Because schools are public, the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA, says everything has to be accessible. We're talking even basic slideshows from PowerPoint or Google Slides. So for IT, that means you have to support accessibility checkers that flag things like missing alternative text on images or proper metadata just to stay compliant. Second, let's talk video. The demand for editing tools is all over the place. You know, a single one-size-fits-all tool just won't cut it. It really depends on what the class is trying to do. Think about it. A middle schooler might just need a simple web-based editor. But then you have the theater department, and they're going to need professional software that can handle multiple video and audio tracks. And finally, there's video conferencing. It's not just for remote school anymore, right? It's still huge for professional development, meetings, and even for spicing up in-person classes, like having students record a discussion. But, and this is a big but, you've got to think about student privacy. Teachers really have to balance the benefit of having a student on camera with the risk to their privacy and their family's privacy. So yeah, the takeaway here is that for modern learning to succeed, IT teams have to be ready to handle all these different demands, from compliance and capacity to privacy.